Oh, hi there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We made it to Christmas time.
No, no singing. Oh.
No, I'm not going to sing.
These shed quite a bit.
The day, but that's how I've not got them on.
Oh, I'm loving them. Do you like them?
They're a nice thing.
A cosy in there. They've got good lighting.
I know, but they can't. Nah, I don't want.
Sheet in.
Is that where you got them?
I got the hats and
much were they?
Pennies.
That's a lot of value,
honestly,
isn't it?
Honestly, like 183 or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. So, Merry Christmas and hello. And
Show 20.
And
Christmas week.
Yes. And it's going to be great. I've went for being curmudgeonly about Christmas, grinchy.
Aye,
almost.
You were grinchy last week.
A bit grinchy. And I'm feeling it now. I can't wait for the morrow and get my grub and all that. I can't wait.
Oh, let's just get into it then.
Right.
What does Christmas dinner look like for you?
Well,
I know you mentioned last week about a crown and all that, and no, then you're getting curry.
No, we're getting a curry. I mean, we're always getting a curry. But
this year's curry.
Aye, but round about these days, because I've been on the telly and I buy the duck fat because it's a wee bit more expensive. and I get that. It's about £8. And then after Christmas, it's about £1. But you get the duck fat.
Duck fat.
Get the good totties in there and turn them halfway through. There's nothing like them. So
are you the totty master?
I'm the totty master. I'm the spud master.
What's wrong with a wee Auntie Bessie though?
Nothing.
Right, okay.
Nothing, no. If
just
I make stew,
sure.
No, if I make sure, there's no snobbery here. If I'm making stew or anything like that, or mince, yes. I'll get Aunt Bessie's and fire them in. But no, there's nothing like the home cooked ones.
I like Aunt Bessie's Yorkshires as well.
Aye.
What do you think about a wee Yorkshire pudding on a Christmas dinner? Is that illegal? Or
no,
is...
That'd be all right. What does yours look like? No turkey again, is it?
No, I told you I don't like turkey.
No.
It's not that I don't like it, it's just dry. It's not my preference.
Aye.
I do like the shin of beef from Marks & Spencer's.
Uh-huh.
So,
honestly, you'd think we'd sponsorship for Marks & Spencer's amount of time you and me mention it.
I mean, if you would like to sponsor us, Marks, we can talk, you know.
I don't think they would. I don't, because we've said fuck every now and again. I don't think that aligns with their kind of... Their kind of stuff, you know. Try your fucking what do you call it, Christmas stuff. That's just no. This isn't just bacon with sausages.
This is fucking
bacon with sausages.
Yeah, that could work.
I think it could.
Did you see Iron Brew? I'll tell you about my dinner in a minute. Did you see Iron Brew's Christmas jumpers? Merry Christmas, you fanny. And then the dogs have got one and all.
Oh, that's nice.
I was going to get my mum a jumper, but I've left it far too late, you know what I mean?
Aye.
But anyway, Christmas dinner for me this year, we have gotten the Bordelais beef.
Right.
A nice gratin. We do like all the totties. So you've got mash, you've got like a gratin, and then roasties, of course.
Yes.
Don't like parsnips. It's not that I don't like them a day. They're just taking up room in the plate for the good things.
And a bottle of champagne for the Christmas dinner?
I don't drink Christmas Day. Oh. I'll have a wee mimosa in the morning, but that's a wee bit of Bucks Fizz and orange juice.
Because you're shunting.
Yes, I like to just keep a clear head.
Because you're driving people.
Maybe I'll go pick up my aunties, my cousins, bring them to my mum's. And then I don't know if it's because I watch a lot of soaps, but I did when I was younger. But you know how something dramatic always happens on Christmas Day? Somebody needs a lift to the hospital, you wait for an ambulance, it's 45 hours. And
45 hours.
I just think it's good.
That. 45 hours.
Rigor mortis is setting in.
She's like a spatchcock chicken.
I snap on throwing the back. So I like to keep a clear head. Boxing Day, I'll have a wee drink.
Yes.
But like that, Christmas Eve, I think.
It's good for a walk? Mm-hmm. And Boxing Day, traditionally.
Well, that's the thing. You need to walk off some of your calories.
I know, but it's like that's what it says in the big book, isn't it? You get Boxing Day, you get parading, or Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And Merry Christmas to everybody. And that's what it's like in the movies. But no, you don't.
You say Merry Christmas, yeah. Morning.
Merry Christmas, is it? Yeah, is it?
Aye, all right for some, Foxy.
Aye, you, your shoes on and all that.
your coat. On. Did you get that for Christmas, aye? Nice one, brother.
Geez that off, yeah.
Aye, you're like, Mum, I'll take this to the bin. You've been robbed at the bin.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, it'll be, this is the night where the burglars figure out what hussies are going to get and what toys are going to steal off the mains.
Do you think there's a spike at Christmas with burglars?
Well, there used to be.
Purple burglar alarm.
That's very good. I can't say that. What is it?
Your hat's fell.
Okay.
No, you'll be cursing, Shane.
That's it now. We're all right.
That is an erect hat, isn't it?
That is very erect.
Aye. Of course it is.
it's stuffing.
It's got my T-shirt in it. My t-shirt for last week, it was in that bag there.
Is that what you were in that bag for?
I've got a stinking t-shirt underneath it.
Somebody might have left as a gift.
No, well, nothing. There's been no mention of that. No cards, no nothing. No best wishes or season's greetings. Hee-haw.
We're talking about cards. Mm-hmm. I have only received two. For people in my building.
Well, I didn't send you one. I wouldn't do that.
But we said to each other, we were doing that. Now, don't you be getting me in.
No, don't. No.
I'm not getting you in. I'm not getting you.
No. I'm definitely not getting you in. So don't be thinking I'm kidding on about it, because I'm no.
No, but Ford is a great gift giver.
It's not just pork chops. It's fucking Marks and Spencer's pork chops.
No, but people in my building, they never gave any Christmas cards.
Oh.
And I'm starting to think, is Christmas cards a thing of the past?
Aye, definitely. Aye. You're cutting trees down. You can't be having that. I'm quite happy to get a
text.
Or a wee animation one. You know, where somebody's went to
aye,
the
like a wee gift.
That's more bother they're going to than buying a card. You just get a kid to grab a kid. They want that.
Or you get a pack of 20 and they curl up in the heat and they've always got like Mary and Joseph on them like that.
I did buy a big bulk packet one year and they're still in the house. You know, I've no, just in case I get caught out, you know, I can quickly write, because people doing the stair did it to me one year. I got a thing mail for them and I went, oh Christ, I'm not staying, just filled it in quickly and gave them it back. But that, it's obvious what's happened there, isn't it?
Aye.
You know?
My mum actually does that. She's got a bag of cards and it's like christening, deepest sympathy. And I'm like, can you stop that? You're preempting all these early deaths and all that.
I remember younger, you know, being, I think, around about 20 cards working out every year. You know, and don't forget your Auntie Rose and all that nonsense. And you're like, oh, all right, and thumbing it in and sending them. But it's too dear, much as a stamp.
I think the last time I got a stamp, I think it was over a pound, like 1.27 or something.
That's nice.
He's ever get the ones for like middle class families and all that, where it's like the full family, Merry Christmas for the Joneses.
Yeah.
And it's just the full family, just like that.
Plus,
the Kardashians do that, they get like family photo shoots every year and it's their Christmas card.
I do that, but I used to do that, my Christmas cards, get my photo took every year. Really, like sexy, kind of right. Cross between sexy and Christmassy. But I'll tell you what I don't like, I really don't like this, it's too snooty. You get a card and you go, that's as bland as fuck, that card. And then you turn it around and you go, that's a charity card. they're demonstrating to you how kind they are by buying charity cards. I don't want one. I want one with a busty Santa woman on it or something like that. A good laugh.
Aye, so see those cards, my granny started it and then my mum done it. You know, if you get a nice card one year and it's like the Art Deco cards with the woman on them, nice, the flapper girls.
Could be painting.
Uh-huh. They'll keep them by and then put them up the following year, yes, so that they've got something nice in the mantelpiece.
Yeah, my mum did that.
Aye. So that's a common thing. Up.
Aye, because you're not going to get inundated with cards.
That's and what I've got two.
If you've got two, it's hardly worth hanging them up, is it? So you're away in the case looking for your old jeans.
No, because it really does scream, I've only got two cards.
Here's a miserable bastard tip for you if you're interested. You get a nice card and you like the cover of it, and the inside it's obviously signed for John and Margaret and that. So what you do is you carefully get a knife and you cut and take the front half of the card and get a nice bit of cardboard and make a new card out of the cover of it. I know people that do that.
Ooh, there we go. Life hacks with food.
Aye, because cards are 3 and 4 and 5 quid, aren't they?
I know, sorry, can I just say something? You know how I always talk with my hands?
Aye.
I'm extra handsy today.
Are you?
I keep saying that and it was like that. And it was like that. And then I went like that.
Right.
I bloody love it. I'll be doing all that ASMR next.
You can pull a grinchy face, no bother.
I've got a grinchy nose.
You might have wanted to blow it before you did that, but anyway, okay.
No, don't, because there is wee hairs up my snitch.
What would you do for the ASMR?
Sorry?
What would you do for the ASMR?
I don't know. If they sent me a request, I'd date for them.
Shows.
Oh.
Well, they do all that.
By the way,
have you been a naughty boy this Christmas?
Did they?
Oh, aye. You're a naughty elf.
You have to pay for that.
Aye, and it's like.
But I thought it was Grinch themed.
Oh, show. Show who been a naughty boy. No, that's pure. The Grinch is a man, and now I'm enticing all these men to be.
But you're making it sexy. It doesn't have to be. You just
aye, according like to you. We right, need to discuss
are
this.
Are you actually streaming this on another camera somewhere, and this is going on to a dodgy site, innit?
Speaking of selling things and things coming in, people are buying the merchandise.
The merch is doing pretty well.
It's doing well, aye.
It's doing very well. So I know that yous will be waking up tomorrow with something under your tree.
You could well be. So thanks
for
that.
It's not going to be before their eye wrapped up under it. We'll be otherwise engaged.
Yes.
Doing arranged things.
The hoodies, by the way.
What?
Nearly sold out the hoodies.
Yes, nearly sold out the hoodies, so you need to move
I
on.
I didn't
that.
Know that.
Aye.
Yeah. I know, it's good.
Sorry, I'm going to stop that now. I'm pissing myself off.
It's really getting to my nerves because it's, you know, the fluff's getting into my eyes.
Aye.
So.
So, aye. Christmas Day, that's what it looks like. Remember I spoke last week about my pillow?
Aye.
Well, I said to my mum, you know, could I maybe get the second one? And
much,
she said to me, she'll be in the morning, but I think I'm getting it.
Really?
I think I'm getting it.
I hope she doesn't try and slip you a duff one, you know, a wee flat thing.
I look for the, I don't know, the Forge Market.
10
out of 10 lumpy.
That was very good, very quick. You certainly didn't tell me you were going to do that. That's good. I do enjoy a flea market and places like that. I'm not saying the Forge is a flea market, by the way. They're getting a big, huge investment getting into the Forge up there.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Money spent?
Yes, and rightly so, because when that opened at first, it was magic. It was a revelation to have that in the East End, really. Mm-hmm. It would be a tragedy if that ran down again. So they're going to throw some money at it. That'll be good. I'll be certainly there, that's for sure.
Because, well, the bar is, that's opened at midnight, and that we were spoke about that. Is that a traditional Christmas Eve thing?
It is. I've never done it. To go down and get stuff at night. There's bargains to be had at midnight because people have not all got, they're not all minted. So if you're looking for stoking fellas and bits and bobs,
odds and ends,
that's it.
Do you know what I like the idea of? And I've never done it and I would love to do it. And my friends that go to chapel, they'll sometimes invite me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
midnight
you go to
Mass?
Yes. You go to midnight Mass. And the reason I like to do it is because it reminds me of Home Alone when Kevin's in the church and the bell strikes. The clock strikes and then he has to run because the wet bandits are coming.
That's Back to the Future, is it? No.
No.
No, is it Home Alone?
Home Alone.
No, I don't like that idea of going to services. It's too Catholic or it's too Protestant. I don't like the religion mm-hmm. thing. And the fact that probably everybody's stinking a beer, are they? At a midnight Mass.
There's a tradition my pal does. They go for a curry. They go for a few drinks, a curry, a few drinks, Mass, open a present, back at the house, go to bed, and then their Christmas Day begins.
Lovely, but romantic. No, get it undone, me. Get up, get my present, get my dinner.
Aye.
Leave.
See, in the morning on Christmas Day, I used to always get up early. So my gran's birthday, I think I've said this loads of times, sorry if I'm boring you, but my gran's birthday is Christmas Day. So we don't have like a proper dessert. We'll just take some birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to always feel when I woke up on Christmas Day, I had to spend some time with my granny. What are you laughing at?
I'm not. Keep going.
What you got? I had to spend time.
Is that you emphasising I've got a turn in my eye by looking behind you again?
It's not. I thought you were out to prank me because you were acting weird this week.
Are we?
I know. Hey.
I'm sitting with this, what'd you call it, elf shirt on.
Velour, is it velour?
Aye, velour, and a hat. Things that you are acting up. It goes good, doesn't it? Look. Yeah. Anyway.
Elf on the shelf, Ford on the...
floor.
We should do that next year.
Aye.
Ford on the floor.
Aye, why don't we change it to the fucking Leif and Bastard and Shelby show under the parking?
Right, Christmas traditions. Because my gran's birthday is Christmas Day, when I would get up in the morning, I always felt like she's up at 7, she's an early riser, and then you'd be sitting like that, and then you'd want your breakfast, so I always felt I had to sit with her. But see, now, at the age of 31, I'm strong enough to say, there's your breakfast, I'm about to lie back down until it's lunch.
Aye, will you always be 31? You were 31 when you started this, and you're still 31.
We started in August, and it's now December.
Right, have you had a birthday in between, though?
No, I don't remember receiving any presents for you two.
Well, no, but have you had a birthday in the middle of that?
No.
Right.
You know when my birthday is?
Are you going to cough up and say you're 32 when you're 32?
Well, I hope yous have got cakes and we're going to have a wee day for it.
Aye. Is there going to be a Christmas dinner for us?
Leif, our producer, booked us a delicious Indian and we went for a Christmas. That was our staff night out.
Aye.
Just in case anybody wanted to know. But
you can see the video in the description. We'll put the video here.
Yes, we're putting a video in there that you can see us having that very dinner.
You look phenomenal at the moment.
Who?
You.
There.
You look like a gonk. Is that what they're called, Christmas gonks?
No, but that's made me feel horrendous. I look like a gonk.
He's the gonk you had to offer.
Honestly, I have no idea what you're on this morning. What was in your bacon roll this morning?
You said that about me last week. LSD. Actually, what it is, Ford?
What?
The Christmas spirit.
That's the Christmas spirit.
The
That's nice. So, do that thing then that you do.
Take a look at this.
I've got a question for you. Have you seen the man himself, Santa?
Recently?
You know what I mean? Have you ever been in Santa? Sat in his lap, went to see Santa.
I've sat in his knee.
Right.
And I was young. First time seeing Santa. Actually, I was clearing out my granny's cupboard, mind for saying that last week. In that suitcase, there was...
Point that at me.
In that suitcase...
You're going to end up covering up a fur ball later.
I know. In that case, there was odds and ends, and there was photographs, and I had found me meeting Santa for the first time, a shopping centre, and my mum is passing me to Santa, and he's reaching out for me, and I'm like that, screaming.
Pulling the place down. Fear.
My face was bright red, and he's like...
Have you always had a wee fear thing for Santa?
Oh, it was my first Christmas.
We used to go to Lewis's where they stuffed a Santa into an elevator on the third floor of the toy department. And the guy would, like, the big queue against to get in and see. And he was in the elevator and he'd go, Santa needs to go for a quick cup of tea, and he'd shut the thing and go away doing for a pish. And then he'd come back up, hello. And I saw another one at a bus depot in Shettleston. Went to Shelton bus depot. That was a regular thing where all the bus drivers and that used to put Christmas on for the wains.
Mm-hmm.
I was at one in Easterhouse as well.
So the bus would pick you up, take you to the bus depot, see Santa, and did you get lift taken back?
Yes, fed and all that presents. A big, enormous trays, metal, and you opened them up. There was loads of ink, you know, ink paint sets, but it looked substantial because it was made out of metal and all that, and you could paint it. It was great. But you can't. And I've been Santa. Greg was an elf, and I was Santa for a Kirsty Watt show 1 year in a shopping centre.
And what happened to you? Mind you, told us something about your suit.
The suit was soaking wet because there was a guy before me that was using the suit, and they didn't have another suit, so I had to slip on. It's just,
was it his body sweat? It was like that.
So I had to slip that on, and anyway, I kept it professional and I done it, and I've got a distinct memory of the. It's lovely what they do as well. They've got it's another elf out in the hall, right? Mm. And they'll say to them on that, what's the wee one's name?
Right.
And they go, hey, David. And they go, right. So they sneak up to Greg, because he's my elf. Mm. And Greg goes, the wee boy's David. So when the wee boy comes in, I go, oh, look at that, it's David. Oh, you want to see it? Unbelievable.
Because he can't believe that you know him.
No, I know. It's like that thing that you can see I'm sure you will do a panto at some point. That's the thing. See when you see the wains' faces, and it's not all cheesy and it's great, the wains' faces. It is genuinely amazing because they believe it. And they're looking up at you and you're going, that's how I felt when I was
the magic of Christmas.
They can't see the bits of wood. They can't see the hinges and all the things. They're just seeing right into the picture. Anyway, doing that Santa thing. And the wee boy asked for a kind of thing, a bike, an ex-bike or whatever it was. And the man and woman behind him are going, not got the money for that, right? So it's down to me.
You have to break the bad news.
It's down to Fatty to tell the wee boys they're getting it. So I said, well, I don't know. Don't know if we'll manage it that year. And he went like, but I really, really want money. They're going, like that, do you know what I mean? So there's that as well. And what had Wayne's in it, we're pulling a place down, didn't want to get into the what do you call it? The grotto.
The grotto.
No want again. Desperate fear.
Here's something that might be generational gap here. I remember seeing at some point a grotto like at St Enoch's.
Aye.
But now it's just that, like, the markets and rides. If I had a child, I don't know where I could just rock up right now and go, like, to just say, I don't know, Asda, Govan, Santa sitting in there, and you can go, leave him, the Wayne or whatever, there. You go to your shop and he sees Santa and then you all leave together. It seems like now Santa's more a breakfast with Santa, an evening with Santa. Come and bake cookies with Mrs. Claus. It's you're having to part with a lot of money.
Oh, it's big dough. But the other thing is you're not allowed to sit in Santa's knee. You can't have that. I've seen a memory of smelling drink after Santa.
Santa's like that. You're on the naughty list, and you're like, you're also on a list.
Aye.
You?
Aye.
You can see it a mile away.
Aye. It's not a career job, is it, Santa?
No.
Anyway, what age was you when you found out that, you know, I'm not wanting to say it in case there's anyway, but
aye, in case somebody overhears this in the household. I think 7 or 8, because my mum would give me the Argos catalogue and say, right, circle some things that you would like Santa.
Oh, how festive.
I know. Aye. And of course, there was about 3 or 4 things in every page, which would total to about 10 grand.
Was it going to happen? No.
Uh-huh. And then my mum was like, look, I actually need to give Santa the money for these presents.
Oh, can you have a breakdown?
Aye, and then you're going, oh, and then I'm going, but how come that family get this, he's getting a bigger budget than me, and then I think I two and two together, because I was a nosy kid, don't know if you can imagine that. But you know how, like, I like to spend a lot of time with adults, and I would always listen at the door, and I could hear my mum like, you know, that present that she's asking for is £200, and I just put two and two together, and I was like, oh, we're poor and Santa doesn't exist.
Did I tell you about smelling a watch?
Smell the watch?
Smell the watch? No, my mum got me a watch at the Embassy catalogue, right, which was an Ingersoll Digital. They were just out at the time.
What's the brand?
Ingersoll. And they had a lovely leather strap on it, which smelt really leathery. Anyway, I had that watch out of that box about 20 times before. Every time my mum would go, I'd be in waiting about for stuff, put the watch on, walk about in front of the mirror and all that. Hey, what's the time? It's 6:45 digitally. Hey. And then back in the drawer with it. So see, when it came out the drawer and she actually gave me it for my Christmas, it looked used.
Uh-huh. Wee cracks in the leather.
Aye. And
do you think your mammy knew?
I think she knew. She never said anything. But that was me always searching and poking and trying to find stuff. But the thing about...
I only grew out that recently. Poking holes in presents.
But the catalogue picking is a big thing. You know, that's what you did.
Aye, catalogue picking, obviously, it's a thing of the past because... I don't know, do you even get an Argos book anymore?
I'm sure it was, what was the other one? Freeman's, Littlewoods.
Uh-huh.
Very hard to get them without the woman's knicker page ripped to. Even you buy them second hand down the bar, as the woman's underwear's always ripped to.
Like, yous are all filthy.
Well, that's what I would do. Whenever my mum would, I'd get a Littlewoods catalogue out and go right up to the woman's underwear.
Aye.
Yeah, you're night, you know, and you're like, that's excellent. And then that's no use, that's a night dress. But, you know, or even a panty corselette, you know, like, oh, aye. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
What age was that?
I didn't discover there was no fella. It was the boy upstairs that told me.
Rotter.
The boy upstairs was the same age as me, and his name was David. I'll not say his second name.
Okay.
And he'd been through the adoptive system, you know, fostering and all that. But at this point, his granny had him up the stair for us. So although we were 8, he was miles in front of me, right? You know, streetwise, right?
Aye.
So we're walking across this cricket pitch to get to school. And he's went like, you know, there's no Santa, didn't you? And I went, what? And he went, it's your da. I went, it's no my da. I said, because I've not got a da. Right? And he went, well, it's your ma then. Oh, I'm raging. So go through school, get back, burst into my house with him at the back of me, David at the back of me. Yous have all been lying to me, man. He's all in and everything. Yous have all been lying to me. There's no Santa Claus. Oh, my granny was fucking raging at the wee boy. She went, you've that. Well, good for you. I hope you're proud of yourself. He's like, you know, the rest of this. She's like, oot. You know, that was the end of that. I think it's a blessing when they find out in a way. I mean, it's a shame, but it's a blessing for the parents because if they think they're still magic, you know, that comes at a big price.
This is the first year that I've seen people do 1st of December boxes.
See,
so
that's,
it's usually Christmas Eve boxes.
I
never get a Christmas Eve box growing up, but what we will get now is a set of pyjamas. We love our jammies, right? So I've got me and my mum matching pyjamas.
That's hooking up my nose, that.
I know, I'll sit in my hands. I was going to be hard for me to talk through my hands. Me and my mum, I've got matching pyjamas, and then we get Lush baths, bombs and sets. Mm-hmm. And that's always been a tradition for since I've even been young, because my mum would say, that's a present from me, the rest of the Santa.
I point out to you.
Aye. But then you get to a point where you want to start taking credit for the presents. You don't want the Wayne's knowing that Santa worked hard for an iPhone. You want him to know, no, your mammy bought you it.
Aye. It's about shite into an iPhone.
This guy's getting all the credit. In his shoe.
Chris
Kringle.
I did imagine I saw him one time in the house.
And you're like, he's sitting there.
I was about 4, I think. And I could I'd see an image of him at the Windy, which obviously I'd imagined. That's, it's great, the fervent imagination of Wayne's like that. They could dream up.
Did you stay low down?
No, one up.
Oh, I was going to say, it's somebody just taking a piss outside, like that.
I'd be a drunk man with one of the hats on, we've got on a day. You know, because there was a pub handy anyway. Do you know there was a close, we lived in Cumbernauld Road, but there was a an unfortunate close room next to the Duke. Mm-hmm. It's right. Still there. And it was the piss close. It's because men used to piss up it all the time. There'd always be men coming out, zipping themselves up. Because, and then of course, the football, the Rangers, the Celtic game used to come out and there'd be like thousands of people on the street, but it was that close they always picked. My close, however, was picked for a different reason. My close was right on the corner, right, of Cumbernauld Road and Duke Street. And there would be dugs getting opened down all the time there because there was a big crossing. There's a three-way, the Loudon bars across the road, all that, and the Crown Crichton. And people routinely used to just pick up a dug, walk right through my close and put it in the midden. Rather no. than, I'm telling you. And one time, me and my pal Alistair were raking the bins to see if we could find anything good. And Alistair pulled an Alsatian out the bin and went, "Look at that, somebody's threw a perfectly good dug." Do you know what I mean?
That's no nice.
No, but I'm just telling you things that happened. That was Christmas in my day. That's the generation gap.
Well, we watch Christmas films, I guess. Did you watch films when you were younger?
It's a wonderful life. I go with my daughter to watch it every Christmas.
At least that Santa hat's sitting on you good.
I went to go see it. It's a Wonderful Life at the Grosvenor. I didn't
sure
tell
did
you.
Sure did I. I must have been sitting fairly close to you last
Was it
year.
You in the couch behind me throwing popcorn?
No, I would never disgrace the
No, but
the
I did. I went to see A Wonderful Life.
Nah, there's nothing like it. You want a wee weep. See, every time an angel gets... Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And I wrote a play called... I told you before.
Clarence Calls. You Clarence did, Calls. Because people said, can you know... And bring it back forward and get you a bit of singing it.
Well, I wouldn't do that, no. No, I certainly wouldn't do that. I mean, you're not going to get your whole life held to you in a plate.
You need to do something yourself.
Look what you're doing already. Sitting there with a green hat on and Grinch clubs.
it's a wonderful life.
Aye, but you're knowing your generation, it must. I mean, I know it would be on the telly, but what would you
mean? I love the Grinch, of course.
Right.
Home Alone, all the Home Alones, Lost in New York.
I've really seen it through, Home Alone. It's not my time. I know it's Macaulay Culkin or whatever it is.
Macaulay Culkin.
Culkin, that guy. And is it the wee fella, what do you call him?
Kevin.
The wee gangster.
Danny DeRitos.
Danny DeRitos, well, see, nobody's got to get a name check in this game, but aye, so it's that. Oh, I'll have to see the whole way through, and I've only seen bits in the early years. It's Christmas in 32nd Street or whatever, what's that called?
Miracle in 34th.
Oh, is it? That's good, isn't it? Because the man thinks he's Santa Claus, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
And what I like about that, it's you get to see the Macy's Parade and all that in that show.
Aye.
Is it the Macy's Parade?
Aye, I've seen one. Macy's Day One and Bloomingdale's Day One, I think. And it's something else. Oh. They've got the balloons, the Mickey Mouse balloons, a whole bit, Captain America and all that, you know, on strings. Mm-hmm. And they go down the streets of New York. It's mind-numbing. I mean, we used to go in the bus just to see the Goldbergs display in a Windy.
Did you?
Aye, because they would make a big Windy up and things would move in that, you know, like Pinocchio and all the things in the Windy. And then they go da 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 da, open the curtains, and everybody would be standing outside clapping. Fond memories.
See,
that.
We don't have anything like that now.
No, we've got George Square. Well, somebody's going to plug it in.
George Square, you've got nothing in George Square this year.
No.
Because it's going under, it's getting, what's happening to that? Renovating it somehow, but what's actually, I don't even know what's happening.
You pull all that
my city and I know nothing was happening.
Well, somebody's been out of tap it with a drone. Apparently it's just a big swimming pool. That's what's in there. A big swimming pool, a shallow end and a deep end. And there's communal brushes.
back scrubbers.
I don't know what they're doing. I think they're securing the ornaments. See the statues. Well, I think they're getting into a bit of a mess. I think they need to screw them doing better.
Aye.
So, have you seen the plans for the renovation?
No.
It looks good.
Is it? You'll need shows after this. But, so...
Is there a slide?
I mean, a slide would be good.
It would be. There was a slide that they did have a thing one year. What do you call it?
The helter-skelter,
aye.
Have you sat in like a bag?
Aye, and got your trousers.
Aye, a Hessian kind of rock thing.
Aye, Hessian.
I forgot what we were saying there. What was I saying? Draw Square. Aye, so now like, you don't have big things like Bloomingdale's or Goldberg's here. You've not even got George Square.
No, and I, that was a, that's what you did with the range. You took them to George Square. Yeah,
the markets are all at Glasgow Green now, which we went. It was good.
It was no, but it was really good. I thought it was really. I mean, I thought at first, can I say it's quite a way away, but it's not really. I feel there was a lot there. Aye.
Because we drive by that. Often.
Nice atmosphere, nice music getting played and all that. But because is there another one in St Enoch Square?
It's tiny though. It's tiny.
Aye.
I've not been to it this year.
No.
I didn't go this year, but I did go previous years.
It's not safe. I don't want to say anything about that because maybe it is, but there is definitely a feeling that it's because it's in either four corners and it's, aye, you know, you think to yourself, you know, you're one eye in your shoulder, one eye in your bag. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, Glasgow Green.
Can I tell you what I think is really Christmassy? And I enjoyed it because I went beginning of the month. I went to Sloan's.
Mrs. Claus.
Uh-huh. Right. That was so lovely inside. They did an amazing macaroni pie. Mm-hmm. So, it was Mrs. Claus, a sing along naughty thing. She makes the songs all naughty. It was a drag queen, Gary King. Okay. It was great.
That's a good.
Really good. Mm-hmm. But that whole bit of the tune in that wee lane, that's Christmassy. But you're right, as you're starting about the four corners, it's no.
No, because no, because anybody that tells me they've gone to Sloan's, I'm saying, I always say to them, do not get slakered. Because if you come out, you're taking your life, you know, you'd meet a right hander on Argyle Street, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. You need to be organising your Uber or whatever it is. But it's a great place. They've got a function suite up the stair. And of course, it's as old as the hills. That's where the coachmen used to go, get their horses serviced, and they would sleep the night there and drink there and have a meal and then back. So it's got good history. And it's brilliant in the summer, I know, because even though it gets a bit chilly, they turn the gas heaters on.
And you can sit outside.
Get a cigarette, etc. Aye, thumbs up to Sloan's.
No, but I'm in a good mood. It's Christmas. We've had a good wee year, haven't we?
We have. Well, we met each other and we've now
arrived at Christmas. And
this'll be your last Christmas, you bastard.
No, but all the good viewers and all, it's been great. I'm just happy.
Aye, aye, aye.
So we'll get on to our clips and our questions, will we?
Well, you need to point to the camera and do that thing that you do.
I know. Take a look at this.
Questions. Right, this is a bit where the question bit starts.
Questions.
Geez them. Are you reading them for us?
Yes.
Right, okay, well, you read them, Leif. On you go.
Hello, Ford and Shelby. Hope you're both fit and well.
Yes.
Just wanted to say the podcasts have been absolutely class.
You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Brightens my day. So here's one for you. If you could witness any event in history firsthand, which would it be and why? All the best for Lewis in Prestwick.
I witnessed the landing on the moon anyway when I was 7 on the television about 2 o'clock in the morning. My mum kept me up with a wee black and white telly to watch it. So I can't see that.
You did about the Titanic?
I would like to have seen the Titanic, but I'd like to have been sitting on the iceberg where Warham Colton watching it going down. because I think that was the most spectacular thing. There's a whole conspiracy theory about the Titanic, you know.
There's a conspiracy theory about everything.
Aye, all right, well, that's that fucking shut down,
but
okay.
No, but I was looking at something.
What is the conspiracy theory?
The conspiracy theory is a sister ship that was exactly the same of it.
Yes.
Was the actual one that sank, and the Titanic became the other ship. I don't know enough about this conspiracy theory to continue talking about it.
You're thinking of the Goonies, the film The Goonies, when they find all the treasure at the boat.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So what would you go back and do?
I just want to be, I don't know.
I'd like to see Marilyn Monroe's skirt blown up in the air while they were filming it on set. Because I would have been out there after and went like, that was brand new.
Would you know I hadn't in the vents, Hunter?
You'd have been in the vents.
I'd be in the vent going, action. My face would be red and that was a new.
I don't know what I would have witnessed. I don't really want to say this because it makes, like, you know when something bad happens, like a tragedy?
Aye.
Well.
What?
Like, what happened at the New Orleans, like, you know, when the tsunamis and all. Know that I want to be involved in something tragedy.
Do you want to tell us what it is you think it is?
I just want to see a tsunami coming. I want to see how I react when I'm panicked.
Well, a lot of people in the beach are getting washed away, like wee bits of nothing.
Aye, but you like...
You're probably the only person I've ever met who wants to witness a fucking tsunami.
No, but you remember at the beginning of the month there was a fire in Hong Kong?
Aye.
It's like a... I don't want to witness that.
With the bamboo scaffold.
That stuck with me, right? And I'll tell you for why. It's the fact that I can't believe these things are happening and I'm seeing them on social media. So it's almost like a disconnect. I don't believe that it's happening. So I feel like I need to be there to go, fuck, I'd see that wave, watch yourself. Or watch that big burning building. Do you see what I'm saying? I saw that I want to have this uncouth... It's not uncouth fascination. We want to see tragedy. It's just... We're exposed...
Good use of the word uncouth there in the correct context as well.
Thanks. I'm learning. No, I just feel we're exposed to that much in social media that we really are desensitised to all these things that I can't believe all this happens.
I've been seeing car crashes and stuff on the internet and I know for a fact they're not real and they look real. So, you know, it's that thing. I think what you mean is if I don't see it with my own eyes, I'm not believing it.
That's it completely.
Good call. Something else, please.
Okay. The next one is for Amy Prendo in Limerick, Ireland.
Ireland.
There was a young lady called Prendo. Two knees that just wouldn't bend up.
She wants to know, how old were you when you started acting, Ford?
Ooh.
About four. It must be me. Before I started acting, no, I think I was 29, 26 maybe. Don't know. I never went to school for it, the acting drama thing. Started in stand-up and then writing stuff for the radio and then forcing, you know, trying to squeeze in that way. That's how I get in. But I don't think you need to go to... I mean, I don't want to insult anybody, but I don't think you have to go to drama college to be a convincing acting.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know your craft.
Yes. Michael Caine, wasn't he, classically trained?
I'm not sure where... I wouldn't be too sure about that.
No, he didn't go to acting school. He says that he would have benefited... In some way from it, but he didn't learn anywhere.
I think the thing is that you need to go to drama school for us to learn the craft and the business and stuff, but you can pick that up on the job, definitely in theatre and things.
So really that's all the theory behind acting, like...
Well, the difference between what's upstage and downstage and stage left, stage right, you
know...
Is
that not just left and right?
No, it's the opposite, but anyway...
Because the view... Right.
Right. So... So that's what you pick up along the way. They all learn that in the college before they come, so they know.
And then
all
there's you, just you waltzed in, didn't you?
Bags of confidence. There's your upstage, yeah, there's your downstage. There's your stage left. They're like, how have you managed this? So that's it. That's when I started being an actor. 26, 29, something like that.
I
was a hand actor before that. When I was 24, it was cigarettes, and it was just me, cigarette in my hand, but it was just my hand, like that. And it was in the cockpit of an aeroplane, as I'm just about to, you know.
Is this true?
Aye. And I'd sent photographs of my hands in, like everybody else, and they picked mine.
You've got good hands, they're clean. They're clean. He's always cleaning his nails, so he is.
Because you never know when you've got, you know.
Model.
Poke a hole in a present.
Poke a hole in a present.
That's it. Next question, please.
Right. Question for Ford. Has anyone ever told you that you're the double of the lion for The Wizard of Oz? I've either seen you in pantomime or dreamt it, but I think you'd be great in a remake and I could see Shelby being Dorothy. And that's Kim from Manchester.
You said that about me the other day.
Yes, I said, you've done this before. We never talk about what we were talking about the other day. I said I would like to see you in a wee gingham skirt with a wee basket. And you went, well, maybe if you're lucky, you might get something like that.
That's not true.
No, you would make a great Dorothy. I mean, a 31-year-old Dorothy, it's highly suspect. But I've never been seen doing that. But out of all the characters in The Wizard of Oz, it would definitely be the lion. And we're not allowed to sing the song, but you'd be surprised if I sang it for you just now. How much it sounds like the lion.
Do you think we could get a lion out of it?
Can we hear it?
Mm-hmm. If I was king of the forest, not prince, not duke, but king. See?
Tremendous. Can I get a hoy? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Uncanny. So I went up and I did look like him. I know I did with his...
jowls.
Aye. Didn't know Eve.
So what, you're the line for...
The line.
The line, and I'm the Grinch.
You know the Grinch, you're Dorothy, sure.
Ah, but the day I'm the Grinch.
Aye. You're a good looking Grinch, I'll give you that. Horns are a bit hairy.
So, this next question is, has Generation Z, Gen Z, killed comedy and the freedom to laugh at anything? And that's from Mark from Glenrothes.
No, I don't. I think people still go into rooms where they want to hear people being funny, and I think they go and look for the funny stuff that they can get on the internet. Yeah. There's some modern comedians who I just can't remember his name. I was watching him this morning, and the stuff he's getting away with is insane, but it's put into context as he's saying it, so it sort of takes the insult out of it. But there's no getting away from it. He's still saying things. Ricky Gervais still says stuff, but because he's doing it in such a way that he's pointing up that you shouldn't be offended. Real bad stuff, I would say, is rightly gone.
Uh-huh.
Racist stuff, not rightly gone. But I think people's sense of humour, when you shut the door and the other people are in, you can get away with murder.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Nobody's got to take offence, really. Uh-huh. But Chubby Brown and all that have been, they're actually making Dane Mare dates because they've told people that they're banned out of certain places. And Jim Davidson and all
them. There's a demand there.
They're doing about 60 theatres. They're doing fine. People still like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So this one is, what's your opinions on cosmetic surgery? And would you consider getting anything done? Example, a facelift. As I've noticed more people getting surgery on social media and posting their journeys. And that's from Alan and Carl Luke.
Well, that's aimed at me. It's not aimed at you, is it?
It's a bit loaded, I think.
You might give me an idea of what it looked like.
I'm open to surgery.
What do you think?
That's about 30 grand worth right
there. 30 grand's worth of work right there just to get this bit.
We'll just put a bobble on and pull it tight.
Aye.
You know, right?
The thing is, these would need to be trimmed down.
And your eye.
And under the eyes, what do they call that?
An
a blast
upper and lower bleth.
That's what I need. Bleth. Blephoplasty, it's got pH.
Bleph, that's what I said. Blepharoplasty.
See, we've got the tape. I think you said bleth.
Blepharoplasty.
As in bleth the tooth.
Bleph?
Oh, look. But anyway. No,
you want me to.
No, because I'm going to get a job again. Wouldn't they come back and go, I've got years and years of experience. You only look about 15.
But I'm 4, Kieran, don't talk shite.
You're like him, but we know it's no you. No, I would go to the sucking game first before I would get any lifting. Oh my God, sucked it. Oh, that sucked it. And that kind of thing. What about you? Well, you don't need anything to know.
Oh, well, I would get a facelift when the time's right. I'm possibly at some point going to get my upper bleth done.
You said bleth again?
Bleth?
Bleth.
Upper bleth? Bleth?
Right, okay.
I can say bleth.
I don't think you'll ever need it.
Yep. And I might have already had cosmetic surgery, you don't know.
I'm
open to it. I would get things done. I would get when the boobs up to here, when they're down to there, go
right,
for it.
Right,
say what makes you happy.
Right, it's Christmas time. I'm going to get something off my chest, okay? I've had work done before. Right, when I was 80, I went to Los Angeles.
When I was 80. Right,
and it started to look a bit tired on me now. But for years, I looked young. Nobody knew. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew. Nobody, Greg didn't know. Nobody, BBC didn't know. But I'd been away to California when I was 80 and I got a whole lot done. Right, scratch my tadger here.
That was a lift and a half, you go. Good. No, I'm open to surgery. Whatever makes you happy. If you've got the money, go for it.
Aye. But it doesn't even matter if you're all pulp funny.
But I have spoken about this before. I think social media, because everybody's always, you're consuming so much every day and somebody else is getting this done, this done. I said, remember I was like, I would get my teeth done and there's nothing wrong with my teeth.
No.
But because everybody was getting dental implants in Turkey, I'm going, that's what I need.
Aye.
It's no, it's just because you're seeing everybody else there. It's like, boobs are common, boob implants. And
boobs are common.
I know. Tommy talks.
You don't just going to get one done, do you?
just a left tip, please.
Boobs are just common.
You've got other stuff, haven't you? You've got boob lifts. and of course you're more orientated.
Mummy makeovers are common for women.
I've seen a person and the doctor's got his horn right down the inside of her face like that.
Ooh, pulling it all up.
Nah. And it's never right, you know. There's always wee naughty bits at this bit, and then there's a big scar around the ear and all that carry on.
Do you know what it is for me? See, when they cut you open or at any part, the fat and the blood, it always looks like scrambled eggs and tomato sauce.
I like lasagna as well.
Oh, it puts me off a wee bit, but then I smell it and I go, oh, it's fine.
Here's a question. If you could choose one serial killer to do your cosmetic surgery, who would you choose?
Ed Gein. He does a tremendous job.
He's a stellar surgeon.
Ed Gein, you would.
I'm not even going to get involved in that conversation. That's a ridiculous downer on the season. I've got your facelift, but Ed Gein. When am I getting it? He's behind you.
That's right, you're sitting on that shamo.
Right. So you can see it in panto.
The means are like, whoa, Ed Gein. He's like, whoa. Right, go.
So, hey, Ford and Shelby, seeing as it's almost 2026, what's your New Year's resolutions going to be? Do you two believe in starting something new? And that's for Leanne in Springburn.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks for your question.
Well, speaking about that, we are coming back next year. We'll see you in 2026, of course. And it will be in a manner of speaking something new, because we're going to jiggle about with the format that we've got.
Somewhat.
And do a couple of things, maybe even guests. Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a couple of guests on and move it along like that. So, what are you making that face for?
Just letting them know, because we joke a lot about things and go, oh, coming soon, or that, or, you know.
No.
But either.
No, we've had enough time to look at the programme and see what we're doing and the wee things that we'd like to change or elongate or shorten and all that. So, that's what we'll be doing when we're back in 26. So, that obviously is a resolution that we'll need to take through.
Yep.
But I don't do anything like trying to stop, eating too much or chocolate or drinking or anything like that, because these best laid plans fall away. We spoke about that before. It's no. You're just setting yourself up for a fall, is what I'm saying.
I'm just looking for a wee. I've had
a wee millionaire.
Please. I'm just looking to find more peace. I've realised, see, the past couple of weeks, I've been quite calm. And do you know what's brought peace into my life and calmness?
Who's that?
To-do lists.
Oh.
Just writing a list and getting through it. See the satisfaction of going, I've done all that.
The ticking.
I'm sleeping better.
Aye.
I'm getting up in the morning, a wee bit more energy, a bit more sparky. Mm-hmm. And I think it's to do with the to-do lists.
I do that. I say what I put, brush teeth, have shite, and stuff like that. And
I've actually looked at it as if you're writing
once,
that.
Once I've done it, I tick it through. And then go, oh, I've never done the shite. You know, but that's, I know.
Ticky lists.
I make a list, right, and drive up to the supermarket, and that list is lying in my worktop. And then I'm trying to remember what was on it.
I'm going to stop that from happening. Get your notes out on your phone, type it in there, and you've always got your phone with you. The supermarket list is with you.
Oh, I see. I know there's things like that, but I don't use that on the phone, the calendar and the lists and all that, and alarms and none of that. No. I've got a big alarm clock like that now. Next to the bed with the two bells on it.
Is that digital?
No. Oh. 14 quid at the bar is. Shut up!
Smashing it off the wall.
I don't like electronic thingies, beep beeps. Because I'll tell you what I've done. I've set the alarm on my phone and it's went off, and whatever half dreaming I'm doing has included that in it. It's quite happy with it. Beep, 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 enjoying it. No chance of waking up.
I told you one night I went to sleep. And I was dreaming, and Karen the Barb was buying a fish for him, a goldfish, a wee orange fish. And anyway, woke up, went about my business that day, went back to sleep the next night, fell asleep, and there's Karen still stoning in my dream at the fish tank. I'm like, are you still here?
I'm still stoning with the fish.
But that's what I'm saying, something's happening to me this month. I was be able to use the same dream over three or four nights.
Love to be able to do that. That's the.
Did you get your fish though?
No, if Karen turns up at my door with a goldfish, I'll jump out the window.
I know, imagine that.
But she might just leave it hanging under my windscreen like she does with my chocolate buttons. No, I see that cognitive
linear dreaming.
That's a skill that you can think. There's a book out just now about that where you can actually plan to do it. My pal in America, John, he's been trying to do it for years and can't get it. Working out his sleep process and all that. Because if you could control your dreams, geez, you'd wake up in the morning knackered, wouldn't you? Because you would have a rare tear, you'd be eating sweeties and everything.
Oh, you would anyway.
Eating sweeties and steak pie and all that. And, you know, you'd wake up full. You'd be taking out good-looking, what do you call it, movie stars and all that, and having dinner with them, and then tickling them and all that. You know? So it'd be great if you could do that. I can fly in my dreams. And you fly, don't you?
Aye.
I like that kind of thing, so...
That's your New Year's resolutions.
That's it.
That's the
next question. I'm trying to shag
less. You see, tonally, we're going to need at some point get a polis. Do you know what I mean?
Do we have another question from anyone?
No, that's us.
That's done. Oh, big lump it was too. Right, take a look at this. Clips, Matt. I want to see the clips.
Christmas clips.
Are they Christmas?
Christmassy? Christmas.
Oh, good.
This week.
I think you were still pretending that I'm sending the clips.
You're getting the blame.
What's going on now? Oh, it's one of the.
A mixer?
Aye.
Oh, she's got to get caught.
Her hair?
Uh huh.
Oh! Right, turn that off. I see they're bad for that. KitchenAid, I think they're called, these things. They've got the big wide spatula thing on them. I've seen.
But let's be honest, why is she cooking with all that hair hanging down?
Because she's got her camera set up.
Ah, but you know you're getting hairy brownies or hairy sprouts. You'd have the hair tied up and then that wouldn't have happened.
I've lost control of this part of the show already. Anyway, on you go.
What's a word you pronounced incorrectly one time?
Fook.
Alright, and then our last item is this cute little tree with all the placentas on it.
What? Placentas? Poinsettia?
No, what are those plants? The Christmas plants?
Oh, poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Poinsettia. I say poinsettia. Poinsettia, how do you say it?
It's poinsettia. It's French.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. How do you spell it? P-O-I-N-S-I-E-T-T-A. Poinsettia. I said it like it's Italian, but it's not, is it?
Never mind, give the next clip. Clip is up.
Parents have been left fuming amid claims a Scottish primary school teacher told kids that Santa isn't real. It's claimed the incident happened during a pregnancy.
Did you see that Santa looks like that comedian? You know, the two comedians, the Gary and the other fella? Put that back on. Do you know the comedian I'm talking about?
In Aberdeen, Santa isn't real.
Darren Connell?
Darren Connell's told Wayne that there's no Santa. That's typical of that bastard, isn't it? Right, next one.
But that's shocking.
The whole idea that somebody... Nice.
I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away.
That's the Scottish boys that went round the houses, pressing the ring doorbells, and I think there's about six or seven of them there.
All right.
And they were all giving everybody a wee loving Christmas message in the ring doorbell, and they were singing Last Christmas. They made it to STV and This Morning.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, that's good. I see you wings are scallywags for coming up for ideas, didn't they? Get a wee couple of quid at the door, fly Wayne's. I can see the flyness off them.
Oh, he's went grinchy already, guys.
Give you another one. Give you another one.
Probably will be for
I. See, that's the length of the dungarees I'm getting. Ooh, that's a clatter, isn't it?
Oh, the knees. But how is she getting back up? Because she's on those long stilts.
Did you get that shiver through your knees in that when somebody falls, like your phone? Somebody falls off a bite, I go, all the way through, like a current.
No.
The clowns in that, there are people who get her up.
Aye, but I just, poor lassie.
You can't leave a 15-foot clown lying in the street.
Is that just a scooter?
Yeah.
I want a fucking van.
Oh. Oh, it's a smacked arse in bed for him having to pop with that part.
It was funny there, but
you know, I don't want fucking bank.
He's getting
I'd have been trifling
for you.
A trifle a night for that little bastard.
Next. Last clip.
What's going on there?
You know how?
No. Oh, are they too young to know better, the dogs? Is that
right?
I think
it's a case of being too young. Sometimes you can just have a naughty dog that just loves to lift its leg.
Oh, pushing up your Christmas tree.
And that's why she's put the puppy pad there.
That sounds like a Christmas song, doesn't it? Pushing up your Christmas tree this Christmas Eve. Dooby 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 doo. Look at all that golden pish running over the tinsel there. You know what? Aye. Anyway.
It's better than the song we were singing at the start.
Aye. dogs, they, you know, you're not supposed to get a dog for Christmas.
I was just about to say, do you know a dog's? You've ruined it.
Right? Well, no, I would just take them to and pop them out. They'd be going straight to the home. Pish my tree, pish my baubles, pish dampen all my presents. No.
I know.
I bet you that happens.
Aye.
Anyway, we've raced and got to the very end of this Christmas show, and I can't believe it.
That was a quick show
there. Quick show. And so all it leaves us remaining to do is to wish everybody at home and all our faithful subscribers and all our viewers a wonderful and Merry Christmas.
Why am I getting all sweet? Ooh.
Are you?
And it's nice because it'll be like, we'll see you soon. See you in 2026.
Yes,
see you next.
Yes.
When people start going, see you next year.
Thanks for a lovely year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Good girl. Good.
See,
right,
he doesn't
go.
Always shout at me. He's actually quite
no,
nice.
I know.
Right, have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, get you
we
in the
love
car, you.
You
bastard. Right.
Thank you, buddy.
I come say Merry Christmas as well.
I want to be. Christmas for really.
This is our wee producer. His name's Lawrence, but he likes to be called Leith.
Right, Team 40.
Team 40.
Merry Christmas.
Hey!
Thank you.